Introduction. The purpose for the update of this manual is to align Army deployment and redeployment roles and responsibilities with the current force structure, updated policies, and Army's operational concept, multi-domain operations. This manual is the single source for all Army deployment and redeployment doctrine, and thus supports the movement and maneuver warfighting function as discussed in ADP 3.0. Including tasks associated with force projection, which is essential to the Army's goal of a rapid expeditionary force capable of conducting and sustaining multi-domain operations globally. The movement and maneuver warfighting function is the related tasks and systems that move and employ forces to achieve a position of relative advantage over the enemy and other threats. The movement and maneuver warfighting function includes 8 tasks, one of which is deployment. The following is a summary of changes to ATP 3-35. Discusses how deployment enables an expeditionary army and force projection. Aligns deployment doctrine with ADP 3.0 and FM 3.0 in support of multi-domain operations and large-scale combat operations. Updates deployment planning process to include activities at each level of warfare. Discusses mobilization process from a joint doctrine perspective. Describes power projection platforms and mobilization force generation installations, MFGIs. Discusses deployment programs. ATP 3-35 contains 6 chapters and 15 appendices. Chapter 1 discusses how deployment enables an expeditionary army and how it supports the Army's operations concept, multi-domain operations, and large-scale combat operations. It also discusses the principles and phases of deployment and briefly discusses deployment programs. Chapter 2 discusses deployment planning at the tactical, operational, and strategic levels of warfare. Chapter 3 discusses pre-deployment activities used to prepare the force for movement. Chapter 4 discusses movement to the ports of embarkation and debarkation. Chapter 5 discusses reception, staging, onward movement, and integration. Chapter 6 discusses the redeployment process. Appendix A describes the use of various Army automated deployment tools. Appendix B describes automated mobility systems. Appendix C is a listing of organizations and their responsibilities in support of deployment. Appendix D provides details about the unit movement officer's role supporting deployment. Appendix E provides details about the mobility officer's role supporting deployment. Appendix F describes installation support of deployment. Appendix G describes the arrival and departure airfield control group. Appendix H provides guidance for building a unit movement plan. Appendix I provides a sample unit movement plan. Appendix J provides guidance for special cargo. Appendix K describes automatic identification technology. Appendix L provides guidance security during deployment operations. Appendix M describes the senior commander's role in deployment. Appendix N describes MFGI and power projection platforms. Appendix O describes deployment programs.